In New Jersey's Essex County, about 200,000 people have received health insurance coverage because of the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. Reporter Katie Heiler visits the office of a doctor in Newark who's wondering where all those newly covered patients are going for care because they're not walking in through his door.
3 years ago, Dr. Tom Ortiz was preparing his family care practice for a storm of new Medicaid patients. He thought they would come after New Jersey expanded the program under the Affordable Care Act. The thing is, the storm never came.
I don't know where they went. I wish I did know. 850,000 people got signed up. Where are they getting their medical care now?
Three enrollment periods have come and gone. Ortiz says he thought he'd see at least a 20 or 30% bump in the numbers by now.
This is the thing that frustrates me a little bit about it, not knowing where these patients are going, why we haven't seen a significant increase in our annual enrollment year to year than we had in the past.
It's frustrating and also somewhat confusing. There are over 200,000 Essex County residents enrolled in Medicaid. Ortiz runs one of the largest primary care centers in the greater Newark area. So where are all these new Medicaid patients going? Many of them are coming here, to the emergency room. Dr. John Fontanetta is director of the emergency department at Clara Moss Medical Center. He says many newly insured patients still use his ER for non-emergencies, like leg pain, because they don't know how to find a primary care provider.
For example, as a newly insured patient, the first thing I always ask them is, have you seen your doctor? And often they'll say, oh, I don't know who my doctor is, or no, I haven't, I didn't know how to do it. But the emergency department is not a primary care facility, and it's not that we don't take care of patients who come in with those problems. We do, but there's so much more to primary care that we just don't do.
Ortiz says for many new Medicaid patients, primary care is an entirely foreign concept.
We have several generations, for instance, here in Newark, of families that don't really know what it is to have a primary care physician in their family. They have that confidence in the healthcare system that they can pick up the phone and call their family doc and say, you know, this is happening, what should we do?
For others, it's just easier to go to the ER than it is to try and get an appointment. Access to primary care providers in Newark is an issue. There are some doctors with long wait lists, and some, like Ortiz, who have room for more. But connecting patients with available doctors isn't easy or straightforward. Fontanetta says the problem lies with the insurers.
I think the insurance companies have been so focused on just enrolling patients that they haven't been so focused on the back end of what they're going to do with them when they're enrolled.
When a new patient is enrolled in a Medicaid plan, they are asked to pick a primary care provider. If they don't, someone in their geographic area is assigned to them. And that is where the confusion starts.
Sometimes when they're auto-assigned a PCP, they may not know that they can change.
Len Cudgins is Director of Marketing and Communications for Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield, the largest Medicaid insurer in the state.
And I think it's important that we communicate with them or reach out to them to let them know, no, you're not stuck with that doctor. You can change to a doctor that's more convenient for you or more convenient for your family.
Cudgins says Horizon calls every new member and sends them a welcome packet with information about how to choose a doctor. And he says they do see new Medicaid patients getting access to primary care.
More people are utilizing services. More people are going to the doctor. So that's a great thing. Do we want it to be more? Yes, we want it to be more.
A phone call and a welcome packet may be a good start, but it doesn't help the patient who can't tell Dr. Fontanetta who her primary care doctor is. Fontanetta wants to see health insurance reps in the ER to help connect patients to doctors.
That handoff is a very vital part of medicine, but we can only do that if the person has an identifiable primary care doctor. And if most of them don't, then we lose that.
In the meantime, Dr. Ortiz says he's happy with the Medicaid patients he has, but would welcome more. For WNYC, I'm Katie Heiler.
Your attention, please. You have a response team, medical ICU.